USA Radio News.
Seven states hosted primary elections on Tuesday. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem easily won her GOP primary Tuesday night. Meanwhile, former President Donald Trump picked up more wins for candidates he endorsed. According to Trump, the win in Pennsylvania's Senate race by Dr. Mehmet Oz puts the endorsement record at 100 wins to 6 losses. Longtime Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley and Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds both beat challengers, and Trent Kelly won the Republican nomination for U.S. House in Mississippi's 1st Congressional District. A large truck collided with a van in southeast Arkansas, killing 5 people and injuring 5 others. The van belonged to a school serving disabled adults. Police say the 5 people killed in the crash ranged in age from 19 to 73. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only 2 forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
Actor and Uvalde, Texas native Matthew McConaughey met with President Joe Biden on Tuesday. He spoke about the school shooting, which killed 19 children and 2 adults, at a White House press briefing afterwards, saying people in power have failed to act when it comes to gun safety.
We heard from so many people, families of the deceased, mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers, Texas Rangers, hunters, Border Patrol, and responsible gun owners who won't give up their Second Amendment right to bear arms. And you know what they all said? We want secure and safe schools. And we want gun laws that won't make it so easy for the bad guys to get these damn guns.
The shooting in Uvalde is the 3rd most deadly school shooting in American history. The Fairness in Women's Sports Act, which bans transgender women from participating in women's sports, will now become law in Louisiana. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards took no action on the GOP-led bill by the end of the legislative session, allowing the bill to become law. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Customers who shopped at grocery retailer Meijer on Tuesday ran into problems using their debit cards for the 2nd time in the past month. Meijer, which has stores in Michigan and parts of the Midwest, said a processing error impacted Chase Bank, which caused the stores to accept only cash or credit payments. One credit union official spoke to WZZM about proactive measures everyone can take to protect their accounts.
Criminals are using the internet, sending out emails, putting fake logos in there. Consumers really need to pay attention to any email or text message that they get from their financial institution. And if it's asking for any information from them, delete it. Contact the credit union directly.
At the end of May, some customers were charged double and triple the amount of their initial Meijer purchase. A migrant caravan with 10,000 foreign nationals is headed towards the U.S. southern border, and Vice President Kamala Harris appears to be ignoring the border crisis. On Tuesday, Harris announced a $50 million Central American youth program to get young people from El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras paid community service opportunities on issues like climate action and violence prevention. And the son of General Hospital star Jack Wagner was found dead in an L.A. parking lot on Monday. Harrison Wagner was 27. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.